Size them up, because I have a set of four for our 59 Ambassador International, and on the each end of the gaucho, there's a space about 4 or 5 inches wide by, the height of the gaucho. We're going to build the cabinet fronts there, and they'll be able to slide the chairs in one on either end of the gaucho as storage, so they'll always be close at hand.
Hey Rob, can you explain what a Leg-O-Matic chair is for those who may not know?
Leg-O-Matic chairs, they actually fold into three. They're like a three-piece chair that when you pull them apart, they actually fold into place and lock into place. Four-legged chair. They're known in the vintage community as to be the quite the chair to have on the road, and as they fold up very nice for storage. I've got four myself for the 58.
They were an optional extra. Certainly through the 50s, through the 60s, and I think right through the 70s as well. And they're made out of hardwood. There's a lot of different variations of them, but they all got the same mechanism where the four legs literally fold together underneath the seat of the chair, and then the backrest folds down against the seat as well. So the chair itself is maybe 18 inches by 18 inches by, say, 4 inches thick when it's all folded. But when it opens up, it appears to be. It doesn't look like a cheesy folding chair. It looks like a proper miniature dining room chair. And they're
Yeah,
actually quite comfortable.
very solid too. Very sturdy, and they were used in the old vintage trailers, especially like the Overlander and or Ambassador and up. They had quite this good sized living room, and they had the old drop leaf fold down table that they would pull these Leg-O-Matics out and have. You could seat four in the living room for dinner.
Are these chairs still something you can easily find, or you got to do a scavenger hunt?
eBay.
eBay.
There you go. eBay.
I
Prices
got
will go up now.
I got my two off eBay, and as soon as I won the auction, the seller emailed me, "I got two more that match it. Do you want them?" And of course, I was looking for four. They were going for quite a bit on eBay at one point, but just like everything on eBay, it cycles through, and now they're you can get them on eBay pretty decently.
Speaking of dining chairs, I'm sure since this is our Thanksgiving edition, I'm sure people are gathering around the table and they're playing this for their relatives at the turkey dinner table today.
It's a must
Yes.
play during the dinner portion.
So I thought we might as well talk some turkey. Have either of you guys cooked like a big time Thanksgiving type meal in your trailer or while you were camping?
Well, several weeks ago, myself and my wife, being Canadian, our Thanksgiving is somewhat earlier than the American Thanksgiving. It actually coincides with Columbus Day.
We won't hold it against
And
you.
anyway, we celebrate both of them, so any reason for a celebration is good for us. Anyway, Rob and his family came camping with us in our Airstreams in the Adirondacks, which was actually quite chilly. My wife and Rob's wife Zoe is really into the fireplace. So they created, it wasn't a turkey, unfortunately, but it was a large chicken, so it was the same family. They did a large chicken inside a Dutch oven, a cast iron Dutch oven, which is sort of a big pot with a lid sitting on a trivet, which supports the pot above the fire itself. And anyway, this was all done in the fire with potatoes and whatnot. And took several hours to cook, and it was we're all doing it with working on it with great interest. But it tasted really good with all the fixings, and we sat in front of the trailer and. What
39
temperature was
degree
it?
weather.
39 degrees or something? It was pretty
39
chilly.
to 40. It
Yeah.
was cold. We're up at Fish Creek State Park in the Adirondacks. The wind was coming off the water pretty good too all weekend. But we'll say there we had the chicken and she had the stuffing inside it. Took about 3.5 hours to cook it. Collins and I's job was to keep the fire going. The neighbors were gone. They left the party that morning, so we actually commandeered their fireplace, and so we had two fires going, one for, cooking. We have sweet corn too, I think.
We had acorn squash wrapped in foil that was done on the fire as well. But we
Yeah,
had one fire to supply the coals, and then the other fire was where we were cooking the actual with the Dutch oven. And you actually put the coals on the top lid and a few underneath, and you keep rotating the thing around, and it worked really well.
sound like you guys had a regular assembly line going there.